Hello, good evening, welcome to Nothing Much. A no holds barred half Nelson and the loving touch.
This is Foz FM. You were just listening to Carter, the Unstoppable Sex Machine, and the only living boy in New Cross. That's everyone's leaving. See you, Sage. Nice to meet you, mate. All right, sorry, just said my goodbyes. Cool, go and meet you all. All right, take it easy. See you down the line.
Are you guys needing them for the cab?
No, we're good. We're on, Jason.
No, I meant you guys. You need the number.
You wrap these guys out, and I'll finish this. So, yep, you've been listening to Carter, the Unstoppable Sex Machine. That was the only living boy in New Cross. I was really close to using that for my last video part, actually. And even McGee, because I used to live in New Cross, and it's a wonderful, wonderful place in South London. And hello, all my friends who are back there. And now we're in Los Angeles, broadcasting from basement. We may have a mystery guest tonight. Well, it's not much of a mystery. It's Jason Dill. But He's just sorting a cab out for young Earl. So he'll be back in a minute, but I'm going to play a song in the meantime. This is Radio by Batwings Catwings.
Song. I can't consume it. It should be good or bad, but I can't decide if I feel nothing. It's a feeling that I really can't hide. Same illusion.
That was, that was Batwings Catwings.
You talk in the background.
Yeah, you can, that's how I'm running it. You can talk in the background and everything. Jason, welcome to the show.
Yeah. Thanks. I did. That's them taking the piss out of me. When I do my show, I don't like nobody fucking talking in the background. I've never had a guest on my show. Earl was my first guest on fucking awesome radio. Whatever, what have you. I'm sorry, I'm such a fucking Nazi.
Hey, it's cool. I got the same. I'm
but
like,
then during
oh,
your
what
show,
am I doing?
During your show, I came down. I'm like, hey, Earl, you need money for the cab? You need the number? I'm like, oh, God, what am I doing? You guys are on the air.
It's fine.
How are you, Foz?
Living the dream. Living the dream.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm wacky. I went around the world and back. I'm so wacky.
I've been listening to your radio show, the one that you, when you just got back from New York.
Oh, that's that's the one that that was a funny one.
Yeah, because you sound really prepared on all the other ones, and then this one, you were just like, I don't know what's going on. I have no idea, and it was great.
My brother, Chris, who, like, put me on to all this music, basically, when I was young, like, all that shit I played, like, Graham and the Stones and all that stuff, like, he listens to it, and, like, he's the main person that I think of when I play the stuff and what I'm saying and everything. He knows me best. I shared a room with him from birth. He told me that was his favorite show, and every time I leave, the thing is, I put so much of myself into the show. Without sounding corny, I don't give a fuck what any of you think. Like, I really put 110% of myself in the show, and I put a lot of emotion into my own show because that music means so much to me.
Yeah, of course. It's like, you know, it's like everything that's dear to you, you know what I mean? And then, like, stuff that has so much meaning to you, and you're putting it out there.
Especially when I go on a trip, and, like, all the, like, music that I'm listening to in my little CD player with my CD book is all the music I just had on this trip. So I'm bringing the emotions of that trip home with me.
Yeah.
Like, whether it be I go back home to New York, and I come back to LA, which was that situation. I don't know what it is, but every time I finish a show here, I leave with this sinking feeling of despair.
Wow.
Like that sucked. That was the worst. what the fuck? And I just, I don't know why I do it.
You know what?
Tonight I'm not going to feel that way because we segue to you, but.
Let me say something to you. You know, we were talking before and you were saying, I've never listened to any of my shows. Yeah. And it took me a long time. I didn't listen to any of my shows. I was like, I was there. I remember the conversations we had. I remember the jams we played. Mm-hmm. So why do I have to listen to it? And then I listened to it again when BB came on as the guest. You know BB, that artist?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I listened to it again because he was so hilarious and I was just like listening to it over and over. And then I started listening to the other ones. And then you're like, you know what? It's not that bad.
The sound of my voice isn't making me want to put this kitten in a microwave.
Exactly. Like, absolutely.
Like, I mean, all I think if I listen to the show is I'm just going to be hearing this. And I'm like, I fucking hate Jason Dillon. Like,
well, you have to live with him 24 hours a day.
You know what the thing is? It sucks. The physical embodiment of myself and my eyes in the mirror. I'm fucking like, yeah, good job, motherfucker. You're still alive. Look at you. You're kicking fucking ass. Keep it up. But then when it comes down to like the name, all the bullshit, whatever fuck comes along with me, I don't know who the fuck that dude is. And I don't give a flying fuck what happens to that dude. But me personally, on a daily basis, I think I like myself too much.
Yeah.
But whatever the fuck the character is that's floating around there that they think that's on the internet and all that shit, fuck that dude.
You know what? I like the show, and I think you should listen to
Foz, it. I'm so stoked you said that. I mean, really? It makes me so stoked. It's like, whatever. I know I gave this, like, fucking long spiel a second ago, but, man, I'm telling you guys, like, I've just put so much into, like, the buildup of each show, and I get really freaked out, and I freak myself out, and I drive Solomon, the technician here, crazy. Because I'm like, what the fuck? What are we doing? Okay, go, go, go.
Yeah.
And it's just because I'm into it. I'm mega into it. I don't fucking Instagram. I don't fucking use a computer. I don't do any of that shit. I don't promote anything. And when I'm on the show, like, all you know is that it's just fucking awesome radio.
Well, it's great because you can tell as well.
And I'm not selling anything.
Yeah.
I'm not selling anything. All I'm giving these kids is this is how I get through life. And without this shit, I die. And I'm not joking.
Yeah, I understand.
Because you know what? I'm actually super afraid of spirituality. And if I was spiritual, I wouldn't fucking be living this life. So the only thing spiritual I have in my life is Stevie Wonder. That's my Jesus Christ. Miles Davis, Graham Parsons. All that shit is so important to me. I need it. So I'm just trying to give them something to go with because it helps me.
I got you. That's nice, man. I like
that. Thanks again for having me stick around, man. I dig it. So it just so happened to lap over today where I'd been out of town for so long and I didn't call anybody. Didn't even call my mom. I was gone for 2 months. I didn't call a single soul. And I come waltzing back into town here in Los Angeles. I'm like, all right, it's time to do a show. What's up, Solomon? And it just so happened to fall tonight.
Perfect.
And you were right after me, so this is it.
There we go. Should we listen to some music?
Let's go for it. I don't have nothing queued up. If you want to play something, I'll play something after.
I'm going to play this. I like this.
Ha!
that was Oasis. Cigarettes and Alcohol.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. I really like Oasis. You tell me you read the book?
Well, I did. I read this, the guy named Oliver put this Oasis. I was in the 90s. In the 90s, I got... I found myself at Liverpool Street Station in like 98, and I was sick as a dog. I don't know what happened to me. I got some sort of dysentery or something fucking out there. And I had nowhere to turn, and I did it. This is no cell phones way back then. And this kid Oliver took me in, and I basically just sat in the bath at his house. And I did the same thing at Seth's. I got sick once, and then Seth took me in, and that was drugs and alcohol related anyways. But he was like, here's a book, and it was this Oasis book. And I wasn't going to be like, oh, fucking. But I was actually interested. I read the whole fucking thing. It's a huge book. It's ridiculous. But and then I dated a girl from Brixton for like the better part of 8 years. So
I remember that.
I don't know. She remembers you too. And you can't say you like Oasis when your girlfriend used to work in a pub on Brick Lane.
No, okay. I understand.
You know, you sound like a fucking twat.
Yeah. I understand. You're listening to Foz FM on kchungradio.org.
Yes, you are.
Sponsored by Monster Energy Drink?
No, that's not to be said. What? Who's been here, dude?
I'm joking.
What the fuck happened?
I'm joking. There's a lot of Monster posters and stuff in here. It's just a little weird. No beanbags and Monster posters.
I really did feel like when I walked in, and Salman will attest to this and bear witness, the fact that I looked up as I was queuing up with me and Earl here, and I go, what the fuck is that doing in here? And I was dead serious, and he was like, dude, it's a joke. I was like, oh, God, I'm sorry.
That joke isn't funny anymore. what do you want to hear? Oh, you want to play a song?
Well, I'm gonna play a song I forgot to play that I wanted to play when Earl was here in my show. But hey, we were gonna play it on yours. I've never played this song on my show, but I will give you my Jesus Christ, which is Stevie Wonder. Stevie, why are you getting a divorce? What happened? If Stevie's getting a divorce, what the fuck hope do we have for the rest of us? I mean, really? I mean, come on. What the fuck's happening in this world? This is Jesus, Children of America by Stevie Wonder.
Hello, Jesus, Jesus, children, Jesus loves you, Jesus, children. Hello, children, Jesus loves you of America. Are you hearing what he's saying? Are you feeling what you're praying? Are you healing, praying, feeling what you say inside? You'd better tell your story back. Now, are you standing for everything you talk about? Yeah. See, transcendental meditation speaks of inner preservation. Transcendental meditation gives you peace of mind. Your story fades, and if you lie, it will come to pay. Don't tell a lie. Don't tell a lie. Yeah.
if I was that was me not controlling the airwaves.
Makes a change from me not controlling the airwaves, which is what usually happens here.
It's fun.
There we go. Stevie Wonder.
That's my Jesus Christ.
I know. You said that on that radio show I listened to today and on the show a couple of times. I think that's really good.
Yeah. I mean, you know, for me, you know, well, you don't know, because I've never told you, but I just went around the world and back, and yeah, it's like I'm a man with no country, and I'm now a man with no city, and I have no God, there's no government, no nothing. I don't adhere to any sort of form of controlled religion or anything like that. And for me, it's like, you know, Stevie's my religion, you know? It's like, I know Stevie's singing about Jesus, and I like that Stevie does sing about Jesus. I like that my mom is a full-fledged Christian. I think that's sick. I respect it, but for me, man without country, man without city, no God, no nothing. Like, I just do what I do and live off what I put in my head, which is scary.
Scary place.
That's why I'm so crazy.
Do you want to talk about skateboarding or not?
Sure, let's do it, because I've been doing that a lot. Because I remember when I was in here with you that one time, which was basically the introduction to me doing, to me bullying my way into doing fucking awesome radio.
Which is awesome, by the way.
The first show. Yeah. How long ago was that show we did? Was that 8 months ago?
No, because I only moved here in November, and then we were still in No Age's basement. So it must have been like February, March.
Fuzz, I'm not going to lie to you. My life is flying by at a rapid rate these days, and I'm stoked. But God, when I was young girl's age, like fucking a week was a month, you know? Yeah, a year was 3 years. Like, oh my God, I'm old now. So skateboarding, yeah, I mean, it's been going great. What do you want to know, buddy?
What are you filming for?
Vans video.
Oh, okay.
Vans video.
Okay,
which,
good.
I don't know, it's funny nowadays, man. Modern day trick landing, it's just, I mean, I'm my own worst enemy, you know? It's like, I'm so selective and I'm so picky, and it's almost like an easy excuse for an older guy, like, oh, I'm picky and I'm selective and I'm, you know, I'm really into ballet and I want my skateboarding to look like that, but like really, really nowadays, it's tough, man. Like, I think I have like fucking 5 tricks for the Vans video right now.
Yeah, but I'm sure they're bangers.
Well, that's the thing with the Vans video, like, is there's so many people, and not to speak for him, but I know Greg Hunt has a certain thing that he wants to do, and all I want to do is not take up time on the screen.
Yeah.
And then that leads to me like not filming lines and like stuff like that. But no, what I do have is just like those tricks, and it's like, all right, those qualify.
Cool.
Those are what's up, and like that's what will work for this.
Yeah, so let me ask you this. When you, like, after you look back on everything, do you go like, oh, photosynthesis, that was the part? Or do you have one part that's your particular favorite?
I have really, really particularly hard time with that stuff because, you know, let's not fucking split hairs here. If I didn't pick my board up and run down those stairs and all of that gap, we wouldn't be sitting here. I mean, fucking shit. Like, really, really. Like, it's like that's the one thing, and that was the photosynthesis part. For you listening that know about skateboarding, you that don't know about skateboarding, I might as well be speaking Greek and jacking off a monkey. I thank God that part came out. But the thing is, I always try to tell people, like, we didn't set out to make a skateboard video then. It just happened. Mm. Like, none of the skateboard community, they don't know that Anthony Van Engelen and I went to Hawaii for 3 months in 1999 because we were freaked out by Y2K. Like, we didn't skate at all. Like, how the fuck did that video ever get made? I don't remember filming the last trick. There was no, like, It just wasn't like it is now. And I don't mean to sound like an old guy, like, oh, back in my day. No, it wasn't harder, it was easier.
Yeah.
Like, there wasn't any, like, big thing, like, okay, guys, clock's ticking, like, do it.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, there was an ad that said the hour's near. And we were like, oh, we're in that. cool, you know? And Ave and I did the Transro video, which is Feedback, yep. And we did the Alien Workshop industry section, which was in a thing called 411 for all you grandchildren out there, was a little video magazine that came out, was that every month?
I don't know. If
it was I don't, it's month, so weird, we don't even months. Remember no, when 411 came out, yeah. Oh my God, we're old.
Yeah.
But no, it's a different monster these days, Foz. It's just really a different monster. And I mean, you didn't ask, but now how I try to do it now is I just try to look at it like, this is what we'll be seeing now. So just do it and put it out. And that'll be like photos and stuff, like pictures come out and you do it. But as far as the parts I had, I think my Minefield part sucks as far as my skating.
Yeah.
But boy, oh boy, did Greg Hunt do a great job with the little I gave him. But that was an emotional video. I lost friends during the making of that video, and I had a breakup, and I was a drop-dead alcoholic drug addict, which was totally bitching. I don't take back a minute for it. And shortly after Minefield came out, I was hospitalized. So it's a tough video. But yeah. Boy, oh boy, Heath Kirchhart, one of the gnarliest parts ever made.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Ever. And then with the debut of Cenk Johnson, which is arguably one of the greatest debut parts since Pat Duffy Plan B.
No, yeah, I'd agree with that. That's pretty much, yeah.
But my part sucks.
Well, I don't know if I'd agree with that, but you know,
I just know it's just weird to be older now and to be like really pushing myself and like know that I threw away like 6 years.
Some time, yeah.
Six years. No, I threw away 6 years sitting on a bar stool.
Wow.
That Patrick wrote about that. Yeah. No, I'm not.
Patrick Adele's here, everyone, by the way.
I'm not fucking throwing you under the bus. Patrick once said that I did enough that I could sit at a bar stool for the rest of my life, but apparently I couldn't. But thank you, Patrick. That was a
compliment. That is a compliment.
No, that's what I said. Thank you. But yeah, here we are. I keep saying this lately, and if whoever identifies with this, then you guys can take it for your own, but I keep saying there's no future anymore. There's no future to look forward to. This is it. We're in it.
Yeah.
This is the future. Like, there's no more, like, oh, in the future. No, it's fucking happening right now. So
you know what?
Get with it.
I really agree with that, you know, because people, like, sort of save money for the future and, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. No, you may as well do it right now.
Yeah, save money for the future and then buy a house into a fucking empty bubble of a fucking market and get totally butt-fucked.
Yeah.
Like, sick. Like, and then the markets crash and all this shit, and it's just like, I'm fucking so lucky that I lived the way I lived, which is basically like just fucking hand to mouth and just ran around. Because, yeah, I'm just surprised.
Saving for the apocalypse.
I think the thought of an apocalypse is a very funny, semi-narcissistic human complex.
Maybe more like.
You're absolutely
just
right.
Like
I think.
Environmental catastrophe. This is Patrick O'Dell, by the way, on the question part of this. He's talking about environmental disasters and government shutdowns. I mean, I have to go to Tokyo all the time, and I love where I stay there. It's a home away from home. It feels more like home there than the apartment that I'm now renting in Southern California. But all I am is totally afraid at all times. I'm on the 34th floor. I'm like, all of a sudden radiated tuna are going to come flying through my window and the fucking building's going to fall down and all of Tokyo's going to be on fire. I'm so scared. Look what the world's gone through. I mean, I just went all through Rotterdam and Amsterdam and Antwerp and Brussels and there was a fucking... You know, that place was bombed to the ground. The reason I agreed to go on that last leg of the Vans tour and I threw myself on it, Ave asked me to come to Barcelona from Tokyo and I was like, you're crazy. And then I got crazy in Paris and was like, I'll go. And then I went to Tokyo and then I got to Barcelona, but I threw myself on the last leg of this Vans European tour that was separate from our Vans Barcelona tour because they said we were going to Dresden. And I've always wanted to go to Dresden and never been there because that, I've always wanted to go to Dresden because that's where Kurt Vonnegut was a prisoner of war.
Oh, yeah.
In Dresden, Germany, in the 40s. And I didn't make it.
All
I wanted to do was, because I didn't talk to any of my family, so all my brother knew was that Paris and Tokyo, and then I was just gone. So no one in my family knew where I was. All I wanted was like a picture of me in Dresden and have one of the people with an iPhone text it to my brother, because I had my brother's number memorized. And I wanted to be like, how the fuck did I make it to Dresden, just to freak him out? And we didn't get to do it. Oh, man, I've been sick because he put me on to Kurt Vonnegut. But I'm glad I did. That was a wild trip. But yeah, I'm afraid of environmental holocaust and all that stuff. But we humans, all we do is make trash and we poop into porcelain. It's stupid.
Should we listen to some music?
Yeah, what do you got?
I've got all sorts of
stuff. I asked Foz if he had some pulp and he... I don't think he does, but you play whatever you want. I don't want to be right, and I'm sick of being in control.
Okay. I'm going to play... What do you like? Do you like Black Angels?
You're not playing Gary Glitter. Get the fuck out of here.
I'm going to play Black Angels.
Fuck sick.
This is You on the Run.
Thank you. so hard, even his fucking nightmares were scared of him.
Muhammad, Imad, Bruce Lee.
That was Casper and Rusko with Wellard. And then before that was You on the Run by the Black Angels, who are awesome.
Can I take a minute to... Is my mic on? Hello?
Your mic is on now, Jason.
Is my mic on? Is this thing on?
You're back.
Take my wife, please. I'd like to say hello on the airwaves to my beautiful, tall, gorgeous friend, Brendan Fowler, who I absolutely adore, and I had the pleasure of... having lunch with him today, and Brennan, you're a beautiful person, and I love you. Jamal, Sky Pager, I'm back in town. I'll get at you. You know what's up. You guys are the truth. You guys keep me going. That was my little thing. You go ahead, Foz.
All right, radical.
Anything else you want to know, Foz? What you got cooking? What's up with you? How's everything going?
Everything's going great. You went
back home and got your teeth fixed. How long ago was that?
Went back home, got my teeth fixed. That was I was there for a month, the whole month of July.
Sick.
It rained every single day except 3 days.
No, it was totally insane. You know that when that whole time I was in Paris,
yeah,
it was basically 80% rain during that. So you were, yeah, same
yeah.
time.
We were
there.
Yeah,
we were and in so Europe. You guys would get it first, so I would what? I'd look at the paper in the morning, and it'd be like London be covered. So I'd be like, Bill, we're fucked.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the only English papers I was getting, they don't do an English version of Le Monde.
Right.
If
yeah,
they
yeah.
do, I don't know about it. And that's yep. the Paris paper.
Yep.
So I would get the Sun, and I would get all the great.
The Sun.
You know, I love the Sun. I love all the Rupert Murdoch papers. It's fucking New York Post, the Sun. I get the Daily Mail, which is the fakest. Real paper you can get.
Yeah, it's just, almost, it it's looks all, like a real
it
paper.
Looks so official, but it's full of forget just about bullshit. It.
Yeah, you may as well have a go with our tits out.
No, it, exactly. But, and then I went in, then I went on to, I get great English papers in Tokyo. They have it down. I mean, it's basically like getting the New York Times right to
you. Where do you stay in Tokyo, by the way?
I stay at the Cerulean Tower.
Oh, I know where that is in Shibuya.
Usually on the 31st floor, and I always get a cornered room, so you have a window over here at the desk and a window this way,
yep.
which is very important for my postcard-making station.
Radical.
And, yeah, God damn it, I had a fucking... weird wild trip. It was insane.
Cool.
Like I've been out of the country for longer than 2 months, like in Australia, and I've done London longer than that. But to bounce around like that and go from culture to language to culture to language to like boom, like you know, you're speaking French and then you're which my French is just mirror to the mirror to whatever the fuck it is, it's shit, and then my Japanese is just basically full of like chotomate, which is basically telling someone to calm down.
That's pretty good, actually, though.
Like a little bit, you know. But then, like,
my Japanese is way better than my French.
That's fucking rad. And then I go to Barcelona, and my mom's fluent in Spanish.
Oh yeah.
You know, my brothers and sister Ecuadorian. Like, you think I would fucking know how to speak this goddamn language? I'm such a retard. So I'm running around trying to collect whatever. And that was the first time I've been back to Barcelona in 10 years.
Oh wow.
So. Boy, it was weird. Yep. It was just wild. And then to go on that last trip, it was just like, I don't mean to sound so like, oh, wow. But no, I mean, I had weird life experiences like on that trip. Like, I watched this motherfucker rob this chick and then I chased him and I re-robbed him. I'd never done that before. I felt like a fucking hero.
Sick. Was that in Barcelona?
Paris.
Paris.
And like, just like, so much shit happened to me. And when you go out on the road, and I'm, once again, whatever, I don't really don't care what the fuck people think, really, but like, I don't have the iPhone. I don't have the computer. So when you're out there and you all you have is your bag, and you got your CDs, you got your Walkman, you got your little speaker and your headphones and your identification, you have your passport and your credit card, there you are. It's a different experience. Mm. It's just no clock. You wake up with the sun. I'm not fucking tooting my own horn, but Jesus Christ, it was great. But I feel crazy. I get my tooth ripped out when I got 24 hours of being hung.
Oh, yeah, you told me that. Yeah, we both had tooth experiences.
Was that a wisdom tooth that they laced the gold up on?
No, it was a root canal. I had to have a root canal, right? So I had a root canal when I was over here, and then this is crazy. And they were like, do you want to watch any movies while you have your root canal?
I'm said yes. What? I want to watch some porno.
I watched Dirty Harry.
Yes,
Dirty you Harry. While I was having a root canal, it was gnarly. And then they were like, "Oh, it's $1,500 for crown." And I was like, "No,
I will get fucked."
How about I'm going to get a plane back to England and $300. So it was like £200 for a gold crown. So
wait, how much was your plane ticket back?
I had a return ticket at any time. Because when I moved out here.
Yeah.
And so I just like used that and then I got another ticket out here. So I'm good for like going back in another year's time.
That's it.
But then as soon as I got back from there, I went to Canada. I was painting for an art show and I went to Canada. So.
Oh, that's rad.
Yeah. Vancouver. And it was amazing. It was
it's
sick.
Beautiful place up there.
It's so rad up there. Place. Yeah. I met some really cool people and had a blast. I sold all my paintings at the show. And
that rules fast.
Yeah. I've just been living. It's been great.
I told you that I was in a van driving from Brussels back to Amsterdam when my tooth exploded like a week ago. And Greg Hunt was driving the van and immediately he's like, "You okay?" I'm like, "Uh-uh, this is fucked." It finally blew over. I'm totally fucked. And it was just pulsating psycho pain all the way through the drive. And then that night at the Novotel into the next day on the plane, met Dionne Warwick's drummer. And I asked him, I go, he was such a sick older brother. He's so rad. And I go, "Were you in Tokyo and were you in Paris? And, you know, like, were you guys touring this? How'd you know?" I go, "I was in Tokyo and Paris and I saw posters from Dionne Warwick everywhere." He's like, "What? You was following us around?" His sickest old brother. He was so rad. I forget his name. But immediately landing, going straight to Greg Hunt's dentist, nicest person ever. And, well, not his dentist, his dentist friend.
Yeah.
And she looked in my mouth and she goes, "Oh my God, you need emergency dental surgery." So I got whipped into that, went to this other place in Beverly Hills, and fucking the guy tried to be real light in the foot with me at first. Like, "Okay, it's going to be like this." I go, "Look, I'm a psychopath. Rip this shit out now. Don't pussyfoot." Here I am. Jesus.
Wow. It's rough, isn't it? The whole dental thing.
Well, you know, I got a mouthful of leftover drug teeth, man. Yeah. It sucks. It's like, I did it to myself, but it's like, God damn it. Why did the drugs have to feel so good and do so much bad stuff after. My stomach is still fucked.
See, I never did drugs, and
I know. You've never had a beer or nothing.
Nah, candy. Well, look at this shit.
Yeah, Foz is a... Everyone's teeth are prettier than mine.
Yeah.
But, wow, yeah.
I got a bunch of gold in the NHS when I was living back there, so...
That rules.
It's pretty good, right?
I love it. The fucking... Fuck the Olympics, man. Fuck the motherfucking Olympics, dude. God damn it.
When I get
to a hotel, I finally get to watch television. Because I have a TV at home, but it's for fucking porno DVDs, skate videos, and whatever fucking, I don't know, Black Flag documentary I have or something like that. I don't have cable. I would like to have cable, but I don't like everything that comes along with it.
Yeah.
But I'm at these hotels. I get to watch CNN. All it is the fucking Olympics. Oh, the fucking Olympics. Do you know that it cost $14 billion to put on? That's $2 for every man, woman, and child on the fucking face of the planet. Did you know that every single place, from what I've read, every single place the Olympics have been, that economy's never bounced back, the city's never bounced back from the toll it took and what was promised? And did you know that our Republican frontrunner nominee, Mitt Romney, ran the Olympics for 3 years?
Oh.
Now, does it smell fishy in here, or is it just fish? Like, come on. What the fuck? Fuck the Olympics.
Yeah. I left town 2 days before it started.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, man? What's going on?
Dean from No Age. Oh, you guys are on the air, huh? We are on the air, live and direct. How you doing, brother? Good to see you.
My man.
Yeah. 2 days before
Stratford.
I was out.
Motherfucking Stratford.
Stratford's not even in London.
The only thing that Stratford was known for was fucking kids stabbing each other.
Yeah.
Let's put the Olympics there.
Yeah, good idea, right?
And then also what was so bizarre was being away and talking to people, meeting up with friends and stuff like that, that are from London, and they were like, yeah, I have friends that have been kicked out of their apartment. Because kicked out of their flat, because now the landlord can pay, he can charge whatever he wants for the tourists coming in for the Olympics for this set amount of time.
It's insane. There was an extra million people, and all the lanes were closed down. There's two lanes of traffic everywhere, and they closed one of them down for the Olympics. It was like,
that is so fucking insane.
Madness.
You know what? God bless Carl Lewis. God bless Jesse Owens. I love all that shit, like that old footage and all that stuff. And God bless Louis Zamperini, this man. I read this book called Unbroken. It's all about this guy, Louis Zamperini, survives World War II, shakes Hitler's hand. He broke the mile record in Torrance, California. I like the history aspects of the Olympics.
Yeah.
But boy, oh boy, watching all that bullshit on those TVs and those hotel rooms made me want to fucking puke. I thought it was fucking lame.
I didn't do that. I don't watch television at all, really. So
you know, like I said, I got the home system that's for pornography and documentaries, and then I go on the road, I'm at hotels, I watch CNN all day on mute with a little music playing. And I make postcards.
That's not bad.
What are you playing next? Let me see what you got on deck. I want to see. I don't know what any of this is. Sick, Foz. I know who Johnny Cash is.
You know Johnny Cash. Let's play that.
Oh, God's Gonna Cut You Down by Johnny Cash? Sounds good.
Mr. Johnny Cash, for your consideration.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later gotta cut you down, sooner or later gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels sweep. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter,
tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Hello. You just listened to God's Gonna Cut You Down by Johnny Cash. You listened to Foz FM. My guest this week has been Mr. Jason Dill.
Doing the thing.
All right. We're wrapping this up.
Sick.
Jason, thank
what
you
time is
very
it?
Much.
Is it
10? It's 10, yeah.
Holy shit, we got No Age Radio coming up next.
No Age Radio on line one. I'm going to go and play some records at Tony's Bar down the road.
Sick.
Yeah, my friend Nathan's DJing, so
do they have an address and a street? Because I need to get picked up in a taxi cab.
Oh, okay. Well, I can drop you off if you want to.
Where are you
going? I've
got a car. Ryan Gosling's down the street. Holy, let me take my pants off. Wait, where are you going right now?
I'm Tony's Bar.
Where's that?
It's 7th and Santa Fe in Los Angeles. It's next to Pizza Nista.
Well, no, you Salmon's said you dropped me off. I have to go back to Hollywood.
Oh, I can't. Yeah, I can't.
No, but I was saying if they have an address, maybe I'll go with you.
Yeah. Seven. It's Pizza Nista, whatever that address is. It's behind that.
Is that Salmon's restaurant?
Yeah.
Wow.
So you can get a ride in the Camaro and then...
Are you driving a Camaro?
I am. A 74.
Fucking hell. Well, I thank you again for having me on. I got to clean up my record mess because I spread my records all over the floor. Thanks again, Foss.
Oh,
it's always
no problem.
A pleasure.
Thank you, Jason. It's been rad.
Thank you for telling me that you like my show.
I really do. I genuinely do. And I believe that you should listen to it because it's really good.
I'm totally freaked out.
I know. Give it a go, though. It's not as painful as you think.
I'll try. Thanks, Foss.
All right. No Age Radio coming up now.
Woo!